It is a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. He joins us each week. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, there was a viral video that has gone international, and it had to do with a raccoon that was rabid. And the method that the police used, which was basically to cordon off an area and run it down with their vehicles. And a retired state police investigator now wants the state to change the law, which she considers outdated.
Sue McDonough, a retired state trooper who spent much of her life volunteering as a wildlife rehabilitator, saw the video went viral across the internet, and she said it was clear that the officers were in over their heads. There has to be a better solution. There has to be training in every town in the state so that officers know what to do when they confront a situation with a rabid animal so that they can safely deal with it. It doesn't endanger the lives of civilians, and it humanely handles the case and takes care of the rabid animal. New York's animal cruelty laws are not written properly to handle situations like this, and she said that reforms are needed, laws need to change, and some resources need to go in to train the officers so that we don't have situations like this.
A terrible, tragic situation has resulted in the death of Nico DeNovo. He's a Colony teenager, and he was severely burned in a fiery crash. Explain, Mike.
Nico DeNovo had been fighting for his life for nearly 15 months at the burn unit of the Westchester County Medical Center in Valhalla. After a fiery crash back in October of 2016. He was a passenger in the car of his friend when it crashed into a truck parked along the road near a tavern in Colony. The driver of the car, Michael Carr, had pled guilty back in December to second-degree assault and driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol. He admitted that he had been driving 60 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, lost control of the car, and it crashed. He's been sentenced to 6 years in prison. During the 15 months that Nico was in the Westchester Medical Center, he was dealing with multiple infections and enlarged heart, skin grafts, and surgeries. And Monday, shortly after 6 p.m., a family member posted on Facebook that Nico had succumbed, and that was later confirmed by the Albany District Attorney's Office. Nico had suffered third-degree burns over 95% of his body, and under the plea agreement, Carr will not face any upgraded charges now that Nico has passed away.
Just a sad story. Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.